This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. Colorado is among 8 states pressing forward in a legal fight over the Trump administration's decision to cancel millions of dollars in teacher training grants. CPR education reporter Jenny Brundine has more.
A federal judge ruled she can't reinstate the funding, but she can decide whether the administration acted illegally when it terminated the grants earlier this year. CU Denver lost funding for its program that helped rural school districts attract teachers. That's after the administration argued the grants overemphasized diversity, equity, and inclusion. The ruling means states can now challenge the legality of the cancellations in district court. Any effort to recoup the money must now go through the U.S. Court of Federal Claims, a tougher and more limited path. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
Colorado should add more jobs in 2026 than it did this year, according to a report from CU's Lead School of Business. CPR's Sarah Mulholland explains.
CU economists say of the 17,000 forecast jobs, education and healthcare will drive most of next year's gains, the same as this year. Job growth in Colorado has been slowing since 2023. The state is expected to have added just 12,500 jobs this year, a growth rate of 0.4%, well below what economists were expecting. At this time last year, CU economists predicted the state would add about 37,000 jobs in 2025. I'm Sarah Mulholland, CPR News.
It's going to be windy tonight with gusts in the 70s and 80s in the foothills and mountains through tomorrow morning. This is CPR News.